blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. To read something to you from 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mine, oh mine. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Verse 15. He says, meditate upon these things. Now, I want you to notice something. He didn't say meditate upon everything. He said meditate upon these things. He was talking about certain things, some definite things. He said meditate upon these things. Then he said, give thyself wholly to them. Read the rest. Good. That thy profiting may appear to all. See, God is concerned about your growth and development. God is concerned about your prosperity. God says, I want your progress to be seen by everybody. Did you see that? He says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself completely to them, that your progress may appear to everybody. They may not like it, but they will see it. The psalmist said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They may not like you, but they can't argue with your success. That's something I like about God. He doesn't care who's watching. He doesn't care. He knows he's big. God knows. I mean, he knows he's big. He doesn't care. You may curse him. You may do this. He doesn't care. He made your fingers. Curse him if you want to. He's unruffled. He doesn't care. He knows he's big. And he knows one day you're going to face him. He doesn't care. He's big. You can say, there's no God. He's not moved. He knows he exists and he knows he's bigger than you. And you know what? That's the way he wants us to be. He wants us to think big. And don't care what anybody thinks. Why? Because we are bigger than they are. I'm a joint heir with Christ. We are big and they are small. Glory to God. You know, one time, and they were pushing some heat on us. You know what I did? I just went into my room. I began to say, I'm big, they are small. I'm great, they are small. I'm successful, they are failures. That's all I was saying. That was my prayer. I said, I'm strong and they are weak. I'm rich and they are poor. Don't worry about your adversaries. I said, I have the advantage and they are disadvantaged. The wicked shall bow at the gates of the righteous. That's scripture. That's the word of God. You know, and you know, getting up like that and saying all those things and saying them, then I got to the pastor and said, greater is he that is in me. Greater. 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 Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. He says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Lava shata kamaya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ma. Sabalabaya gada da ba ba ba. Hallelujah. I know who I am. He says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. The word of God is full of power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So here's talking about the lordship of the word. You know, I said, Mark in verse 32, the 20th chapter, book of Acts, where he said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. And I said, there's a reason why you have to notice where he says the word of his grace. And he says, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. The word of his grace. You remember back in the Old Testament, he said something to Joshua. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You know what he said here? This book of the law, I want you to notice, he says, the law. I want you to mark that. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Hey! Did you notice what he said? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. I like to read verse 9 down. Come on. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. That's not a promise. That's a statement of fact. The Lord thy God is with, is. He didn't say shall be. He is. The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He says, neither be thou dismayed. Why did he use that? If everything comes crashing down and looks like you're down, he says, no, you are not out yet. You are not out yet. Don't be dismayed. You are still in there. Just hang on. Because right there, which may be at the bottom of the ladder right now, maybe right in the valley, he says, come on, don't give up. Be not dismayed. For right there, the Lord thy God is with thee. Therefore what? Be courageous. Courageous. Set your gaze on the word. Be mindful of the covenants. He will not leave you down there. You're coming out of trouble. You're coming out of this heat. You're coming out of it. You are coming back to the mountaintop. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The future belongs to you. Are you hearing me?
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, you act your faith. We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen. Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
that
swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay.
Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there. Definitely, you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out!
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
The Word of God is full of power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So here's talking about the Lordship of the Word. You know, I said Mark in verse 32, the 20th chapter, book of Acts, where he said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. And I said, there's a reason why you have to notice where he says the word of his grace. And he says, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. The word of his grace. You remember back in the Old Testament, he said something to Joshua. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. I like to read verse 9 down. Come on. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The future belongs to you. Are you hearing me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something. Start growing your faith strong. Grow your faith strong. Some of you are into some businesses. You're into, look, let me tell you something. Some of you are going to possess some of the biggest businesses in the world. It's a fact, brother. I said it's a fact. It's a done deal. It's been signed already. It's been signed already. You might as well just tell somebody, look at me now, because this is the last time you're going to see me like this. Glory to God. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. Hallelujah. The word of God is working in me. I said the word of God is working in me. Working in me. The word of God is talking in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. The word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Say, I know who I am. I know. You know something? Hey, listen. The most dangerous man in the world is the man who knows who he is. Did you hear me? That's the guy that cannot be defeated. Because he knows who he is and what he's got. Hey, let me explain something to you, because that's very, very important. All right. Can you relax a bit? Can you relax a bit? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know what? I always tell you to say that with me. Say, I know who I am. See, Jesus knew who he was. He knew. Now, that's very important. Now, let me look at... some of you have a... Hey, who's got a very nice watch? You got a good watch? Good quality watch? Thank you. Now, this must be a good one. I want to look at the name, right? Oh, boy. I mean, it's a good one. That's a Rolex. All right. Now, listen. Now, the company that manufactured this watch put their name there. They know its quality. They know its worth. They put their name there. And surely it must have come with a warranty. They are sure that if you use it within the confines of all the stipulated factors, it will function perfectly. They know. They know it's what. They put their name on it and put a warranty on it. They are sure there will be no manufacturer's defects. They are convinced it'll work. They produced it to work. They produced it to function. To function without half measures. You understand? They produced it to function perfectly. All he has to do is to study the manual that came with it and use it according to the manual. Now, the Bible says we are his workmanship. Thank you. We are his workmanship. Now, that's the workmanship of Rolex. And come. This man is the workmanship of God. Are you hearing me? And God put a warranty on this guy. God's convinced. He can do anything. God said so. God said, with you, nothing is impossible. God said, whatsoever he doeth shall turn into success, prosper, that is. God said, this machine that I've made called man does not function alone. I am with thee whithersoever thou goest. Are you still there? And God looked at him and said, no weapon. Listen one more time. You know, some of those watches, when they come to us, they write, the manufacturer will write right there, waterproof. In other words, you can wear it inside the swimming pool. You don't have no trouble. You can wear it when it's raining. There will be no trouble. But we know there are some watches, soon as it starts raining, you better hide it. In fact, some of them will even be damaged by sweat. It's that bad. But some are waterproof. They tell you you can swim with it. In other words, when you go through the water, it will not be damaged. Now, God said, after he made this guy, he said, this is waterproof. Hold on. Then he checked him. He said, this is fireproof. I'll see you there.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.